My name is Pearl McRae Morgan. My mother was the baby.
My mother was the baby of the Spinosi family, the original settlers at New Italy. They arrived in New Italy in 1888, and the boys, I think it was probably Joe and Tony, built a trap to trap the birds so she'd have something to cook for them. So that's how they ate. As time went on, the boys cleared a little bit of land. She had a veggie patch. And when the veggies were ready to harvest, the boys made a billy cart for her to take the veggies to Woodburn to sell, which was 8 miles from New Italy along a rough dirt road. Mum said sometimes she might get sixpence and, if lucky, a shilling. When Joe was only about 11, he went to work. I think it was in Broadwater. Well, that's about 30 miles from New Italy, and he had to walk all that way. And he'd come home every few weeks with his pay for granny.
Your full name was?
Angelina, father. She lived in about 80 cows. And I used to milk cows myself.
We used to milk about 80 cows, and I used to milk cows myself. I used to dressmaking and milking as well. Milking morning and evening and dressmaking tween. There was ladies, well, they couldn't come there to me, so they asked me to go to the homes. So I used to go to the homes and dressmake, and I was always booked 3 months ahead, because in some places I used to stay a fortnight. Then when I was finished at that place, that lady used to drive me to the other place. My mother used to put big dishes of milk out, wide as your arm. And then in the morning you skim all the cream off it. And then, with that cream, we used to make the butter. It wasn't churned with a churn either. We used to have to beat it with our hands. You know, I mean, not with our hands, with a spoon.
Father, what is your full name?
Angelina.
I suppose you might even remember a bullock team or two around here.
There were dozens of
bullock teams. There were dozens of bullock teams. What Don Marizon's father would have done was haul his girders to the roof.
At New Italy, there was a sawmill at one stage.
Yeah, and New Italy had hardwood and the popular timber, which is almost extinct now. That was cut out of the big scrub. A lot of the Italians did the squaring, the iron bark girders. In fact, they cut all the girders for the bridge near Balmain.
Walpole and the Spartanic. I was a contractor. I'd find the tree, strip the tree.
I was a contractor. I'd find the tree, strip the tree, take them on the line, clear the line, put them, bore them, and put them up for 1 shilling a post. We cut by contract to cut in the paddock for the Bagger brothers. Iron bark, blooded gum, red gum. You even poke in a few box for boxwood. That's good for bridge decking.
I'm talking to Kath Moore, who is an unbelievably sharp 104 years of age.
When I came home from school, well, I used to go down with Dad, plant corn, cane about that long to plant, and do that, and then pick the corn and have it in the shed and husk it all 10 o'clock at night. And I learned to knit with 2 4-inch nails.
Is that right?
That's right.